No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
A good evening to all listeners and a warm welcome to the last show of Stop Suffering for the year 2024. As you all know, we are about to pass into a new year. We have just a couple of hours left, 3 hours, and then we will be in 2025. And our prayer is that in this year 2025, that God may go with us in this journey that we are about to take on, a new journey. We do not know what lies ahead. But if we are with God and God is with us, that's one thing that can give or gives us the assurance that God will be with us. We cannot predict what's going to happen, but with God by our side, we can overcome. The Bible says, let the weak say I'm strong, let the poor say I'm rich. And that's what we are going to say tonight. I'm not alone in the studio. I also have with me Pastor Festus from our church in Greenwell. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Pastor Sean, and good evening, listeners. O mwa to kero apono wa kembinga dise da Namibia, ano programa oe, yo kuhurifa po omamono ihuna, iye kwa alukila momepo natango. Eshi ndapumbwe ulongi kida pa, o kakopi koe komeva, tulongi kida, shashike hulo programa, o hatuke kuningile likano. Yon ho natango, tu dengela, kono mola yongo jetu, onola noheta tu, nonola wavali, Ombali vavali nona tu vatatu nonano. Opone ke hulo programa hii ohatuka ningeni elikano pamwe. Lilonge kida.
Yes, indeed. And as the pastor said, please do already prepare a cup of water, a bottle of water, because we're going to be praying about 5 minutes to the hour of 10. We will be saying our prayer. But as we have said, we are about to approach a new year. We're going to say bye to an old year and enter a new year. It's a new journey that we are starting. But I want to leave you with one thought before we continue with our program. Every seed that you and I plant, we will reap. So how do you and I want 2025 to be? It all depends on the decisions you make today, here, from now on. Can you change your past? No, but you can change your future. Yes or no, Pastor?
Yes. Ona kujua we ito duru kuilu ndrula. Ongasha ike, peife ngahane nari o hatu tame ke tame koelela. Odulaipe. Yonashi tuli ke tame kolo dulangaha o tuwete nale kucha ini maishe. O tuwete kucha ota ini ngurulua. Shashoko dulaipe, odulaipe, odula oea. Te yeleka imeno ipote ipte imene. So natango, pamwe. Ove natango owe uri wete uri mo oya neke hulolo dulandi singao mara shikenge ngo atalonga la munyo eno na kwi wawe oyoka moduli pesha mara shike pamwe oto pitingo modula mu iloto oto ningingo umpe modulai iloto pitimwe ike uringa shuri. I'm saying, Pastor, is it the beginning of the year? We are beginning a new year, and when we are looking to the nature, is already running new. Because there is a new year. So in the same way, there are many people who are coming closer to the year. But then, how do they see themselves going in a new year? With an old life or just
a new life, if they want. Of course, the decision is always theirs. And Pastor, we also have in the studio tonight with us Mr. Augusto. Good evening, Mr. Augusto.
Good evening, listeners, and good evening, Pastor.
Yes, Mr. Augusto is going to be our testimony, and we will be back with him in just a couple of minutes' time. But Pastor, I just want to explain to the listeners. When Jacob was on his way to start a new life, a new journey, and this is what everybody is about to do from tonight onwards. We are thankful that God spared us until now. There are many who did not reach this day, and we are grateful to God that He has brought us this far. But now, tomorrow, starts tomorrow, which is 3 hours from now, less than 3 hours, we are starting a new year. And the prayer that Jacob made was that he made a vow with God. And he said, God, if you provide for me, if you go with me, if you will be with me where I go and to come back, you will be my God. And this is the challenge I want to make to everybody listening. Maybe they entered this year, Pastor, like we're going to hear the testimony of Mr. Augusto, broken, destroyed, 2024, I mean. And when they look to 2025, it seems like there's no way out. That was more or less the case of Jacob. Remember, Jacob received a little bit of oil from his mother. He had just deceived his father. And he was on a journey that he did not know what it held in for him. And it is at that moment that he realized that he needed God. And this is what I want to tell the listeners right now. You need God in this new year. I'm sure they tried by their own strength. They tried different ways, went to different peoples. And if they are listening, maybe all the ways that they went to, it failed. But when Jacob made a vow with God, Pastor, we see the end result of Jacob. He made the vow, and God blessed him so much that he became even richer than the one who employed him. And that's the power of a vow. But it must not be an empty vow. It must be a vow that you will be my God. I will obey you. I will go to the church. Not an emotional vow. Because this is what is going to change this person's life in this new journey that we are about to start, Pastor.
Understanding that Jacob was making that vow already 40 years old. So it was never too late. And as long as he make that vow that the Lord will be my God from here, we can see that God was not his God yet until 40 years old, yes. But then that moment, he began with God. He really gave his life to God. And he prospered. Ano ato tikuchan? Yakobo aninga eva e anolae. Tatikucha, omwenengenge takalapa mwename, ndietende monjila iname handi, ndietapenge kurio kuria, ndietalu lilenge keumbola tati nombili, omwene takakala kalunga kangi. Hatutalene ku Yakobo. Yakobo efimbweri taningi anola emombi beringa ha, ngengo wala kushishiva na omembola la Genesis onopolo ni milongo mbali, na etatu, ovelisho ni milongo mbali, kumpengengi na ndijimu. So, hano otai onjila, oyo eheishi, Yakobo numwa kula pamwe na meme wae no bakulu nuvae kali onuwa mufuka ndilashike esha alita inde monjila ayo kuyanga ho okwaninge anola ena kalunga kucha omwenengenge tai pamwe na amende tapenge ikulia kulia ndeta penge talongi kidonjila yange kwaluka no mbili sho taka kala kalunga kange oshili shili kalunge kwa akala kalunga ka Yakobo bakwe okwali ege kalunga ka Abrahamu ka Isaka nde kali kalunga ka Yakobo. Yakobo yemwe naningi anolae mwene kuye mwene aningi anolae kucha omwene taka kala kalunga kangi. No mwene akala kalunga kae no mwene longi kida okujashke mefiku tolo aningi anolae na kalunga kucho mwene taka kalunga kae aninga kalunga ka Yakobo.
Yes, indeed, Pastor. And this is the challenge I want to make with them out there. No matter what they are going through, make this vow tonight. If you can, we have a night vigil that's going to start now, 10 o'clock. Rush to the nearest Universal Church. Here in Windhoek, we are in 32 Independence Avenue. The doors are already open. We just came from there right now. And we are inviting anybody who's in desperate need. The doors of the church is open right now as we are speaking. They can go there. If they find themselves in other cities, they can call the helpline, which is 0800-22-3335. Again, 0800-22-3335. You can find the nearest address and go there right now. Make a vow, start with God, and your life will change in Jesus' name.
Hano takutua kucha, na veo to druku ninga eudane koloe, nenangaha, omwene akale kalunga koe. Na shinana tushishikucha, kapena umwe utatameke na kalunga, ndile ina mona engono dae, kesho umwe wa ninge ano, kesho umwe wa ninge ano, okuno kumonengo no dakalunga. Ama andishi popile la shai la shashi. Edulo milongo mbali. Ntajika ningana na tupe ifenga ha. Ndiri pukalunga. Njue tova nutave ya kukalunga. Vanu vahapu tave ya kukalunga. Ave shovo vaningo omano avo na kalunga. Vanjenga la mwenye odavu kukalunga. Ina adopo kumonu nenewe ngono dae. Ungasha ike Yakobo. Notashika kala shafafana na ave. Ngengo to duru kuningea molo enena. Uyanjonga la mwenye kukalunga. Ouno kumone ngono dae.
Yes, indeed. And now, quickly, Pastor, for time is going for us to go to the testimony. Mr. Augusto, you spoke to me just before the show, and you started by the fact that your mother left you at a very young age, right?
Yes, Pastor.
How old was that?
I was about 3 years old, Pastor.
3 years old.
Yes.
Due to different circumstances between you and between your mother and your father, I guess?
Yes.
And what did that create in you?
It created in me an anger and a void, like an emptiness. There was always a question mark. How could a mother who gave birth to three just leave her kids behind?
Mm-hmm.
That always, it ate me inside because it built so much anger towards women, towards, towards my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even have the heart to forgive her because I said no. If she was here, my life would have been different.
Mm-hmm. And then you told me something interesting. You said to me that you grew up, I don't know if it's with another family member, if I remember right, or you start after your mother left, you grew up with.
My father got married
mm-hmm.
to a traditional healer.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call them traditional healers then, but it's a sangoma.
Mm-hmm.
He got married to her, and she was from South Africa, but she raised us
mm-hmm.
as her own children.
Mm-hmm.
But during the night, she used to do her kind of rituals. We used to play the bongos for her, and she used to talk to her ancestors. And there's a lot of experience that I experienced with her.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one time that I remember that she cut me, and she smeared some, I don't know what you call, some ritual things on me. And she told me that now I'm going to become a man. But she warned me not to fight and not to come close to women.
Mm-hmm. So there was a... like a requirement.
Yes.
So what did she rub actually? Was it for you to be protected? Was it for you? What exactly?
It was a protection, but also she said strength
mm-hmm.
for me to be strong, to become a man. I'm becoming a man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you grew up with this anger, this hatred inside of you. And at the older you became, did you start to use drugs? Did you start to use alcohol? How did life progress?
Before I go into that, Pastor,
mm-hmm.
When I was 11 years old, I was sent to a certain place by my father so I could spend the holidays there. At that house, I got molested. I mm-hmm. got like from a lady.
Mm-hmm.
It's like from Friday until Sunday for 3 days consecutive. I was 11 years old. I still remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But I never told anyone till this day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I came back, went to the farm, but then I didn't like it there because it's dark and there are snakes. At the same weekend, I decided to walk back to Windhoek, but it wasn't Khubabes, but I didn't get a lift. I got a truck. I drove that truck. I found the keys in the truck. I got arrested in the same week. That's
so
how
at
my
the
life.
Age of 11 years, you were
yes.
arrested for the first time.
Yes.
And this was the start of many arrests.
Many, many arrests. It's like, I got used to it. When I go to jail, it's like, for me, it's like my second home. Everybody already knows me there. Every weekend, I would always, like every second weekend, I would be there in prison. Like for me, it was something normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you had this anger now. You were arrested for the first time. And did you start to drink, smoke, go into drugs?
I did a lot of stuff. Yes, Pastor. I started drinking, smoking, hanging around with bad friends, you know, companies with the wrong things. You know, I didn't have money, so I saw people wearing nice, decided, okay, now we are going to do things. Started robbing people, you know, hit and run them, break into houses, steal cars or hijack taxis. We did a lot of crime, Pastor, just to get by daily, in your daily needs. Mm-hmm. I had some kind of spirit that was never afraid of anything. When I want it, I want it. Even when I want something, day or night, I would go for it. Nobody would tell me anything. Some of my friends used to ask me, have you gone crazy? Are you crazy? But what's wrong with you? Just do things like you think you are a god or something like that. But I had that kind of a attitude, like, I don't care. I'm going to get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, just 1 minute, Mr. Augusto. You see, Pastor Festus, maybe right now there are people out there who are more or less in the same situation. They got arrested at a very young age, or they are driven by vanity. You see, Mr. Augusto says here that he saw others wearing nice and he desired because he was young and at that age he did not have condition and We find many people that even at right now, their parents does not have the condition to buy what they want. Many times the parents can buy what the person needs, the daily bread, you know, but starts that vanity inside of the person. And when the devil sees that vanity is when he brings now suggestions, like he brought to Mr. Augusto, why don't you steal? Why don't you rob? Sometimes to young ladies, he brings then the idea, why don't you sell your body? And this is a trap of the devil, because I'm sure, we'll go back to Mr. Augusto now, I'm sure if we ask him, after having those things, after achieving those things, was there any happiness inside of him? Now he would steal, he would rob, and he would obtain, well, those nice clothes, get money to buy those nice clothes, but still there would be no happiness inside of him. And maybe this is what this person is going through right now, Pastor.
Ngengo handi kenda balo kupulikina na wa ngashika tenga tati, ilo Auguste tati, watati kuchokwa kula, medula dili natu, memoayo kwa jap, kwa mfiap. Ndele oktakulu, medula dilo nongo na imwe, okuihalu kanale elimodo longo shikando shotete, woyo avaka traka. Okay, no kujapo kwa ninga nonuwa medolongonga ho, okuvaka neeme strita, okunyeki maluwa kova shingivetekisha, okujapo kwa tame kukuteo mumbo, tavaka shishesha ahala, hano modolongo haimu ike etajimu. Taimu ike etajimu. Keshe mo kukuli lo shivike, ohi halukeli modolongo. Pramwe, otosha kene kungala mwenye afapo. Uli ungala mwenye oe kela shuwe te kuchae. Munkalo momoiku no kuhupanga ho. Uwaningei konu onga ho. Openango njila kujamu mungala mwenyo mo. No puhili. Otoka pulikina na wanatango. Nga shikatenga ilo ndiche Auguste tekish pop.
Yes, let's go back to Augusto. Augusto, you told me also, I remember you said that you would almost have a new knife every weekend.
Yes, Pastor.
Because you would get... It's like you would thirst for blood.
Yes, Pastor. You know, the violence grew in me. You know, the more I hanged in gangs. There were certain gangs. We used to fight gangs and wherever we go. But I used to buy a knife. And the same time as I used a knife, I used to stab someone with a knife. But the more I stab someone, I still want to stab someone. I had like thirst for blood. I would throw the knife away and buy a new knife, knowing that I'll go stab a new person. Every time I step someone, I throw the knife away and I go buy myself a new knife.
So this was basically something that you literally, if I can say, planned it.
Yes, it was planned. It was in me. It's like, I know when the weekend comes or the week comes, I know it's okay. No, somebody's going to get hurt. I'm going to taste blood this weekend. And definitely it will happen.
And the police already knew you.
They knew where I was. They knew where to get me sometimes. Sometimes I would run away from them, but they would eventually get me.
Another thing I wanted to ask you. Now, after robbing these people, and I'm sure you made money, was there still a void inside of you, an emptiness?
There was a big void. I didn't feel like I had a purpose in life. I was really empty. I was lost. I couldn't say there was no vision. There was not a mindset. It's like I'm doing things and it's just going in a circle, not like a lost sheep, like a person that doesn't have purpose, it doesn't have a vision, or just someone just there at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to please my friends, trying to please people, trying to please myself. But at the end, I'm only hurting myself. I kept on hurting myself because why? I would feel empty and more empty inside. And it grew inside. It became bigger and bigger.
So although people feared you and you hurt people, deep down inside, you were also hurting.
I was hurting. Mm-hmm. I was pretending in front of them, but when I was alone, I would... like go on my knees and ask God, is this the life? Mm-hmm. Is this the life that I am supposed to live?
Now, to try to get rid of this pain, you mentioned some things. You would rob, you would stab. But did that also make you to turn, for example, what type of drugs or did you use?
We started with small drugs first. It's like we used to weed, like they call it dacha. Mm-hmm. But then we went to ecstasy and then went to coke. Certain stages when I meet certain friends and then we went to... cocaine, that's rocks. We used to, I even wanted to sell it, but I wasn't a seller really, but I used it And then that's where the big trouble also started.
Mm-hmm. So that basically led you, and I'm sure it led to more problems.
Very much more problems that I ended up in prison for a very, very serious case, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, you let me ask you, you used these drugs, what, to forget about the problems? Or in the beginning, it was like a fashion thing for you?
Pastor, sometimes I would want to forget about what I did the other day. Because I know I hurt people. Maybe I shot someone, I killed someone, or I stabbed someone. You know, just to forget my past, what my mother did to me, you know, what that lady did to me. Just to forget, you know, just to forget and to be in that world, like that world that you are high, thinking, okay, now I'm gone from the problems. But when you come back to reality, it's like a deeper cut. It's like, no, it's there. It's not going to go away.
So you are trying to solve the problem, but creating more problems.
Yes, Pastor.
And that's what many are going through right now, Pastor Festus. They are trying to solve their problem with drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, but they are just digging for themselves a bigger grave. Mm-hmm. More problems.
Ano, Augusto tati kucha, mogukulane kwa ekuringaho, hiyalukane elimo, mini mayo mawia ishe, yeta diladilane kucha. Upon the Dinguini, Maisha, Chopinangue Fimboro, Mitolo, or we are Monuti Pula Placucha. Ah, I know, Naramunyango Ilina Nanga Helip. You're talking the Brano Kujimako. I can the Brano Kongo Mapangue. No, Ninima made up of Tapaka and Dishi, Nawe, your made drugs and go more. I know Kakufanong at Kuya Okujima, Ongaramunya, and out at the Ladrangucha. Shamanda, Danane Mapangue, no Shotunga Ho, Kongaramunyo Kajim and Dishi. Show, I know. Andi ondi no kuninganga ipipeifi. So, pramwe, otosha kene kuri monga la monyo ya fafana. Inohala kupirikina nando kusha, wahalo kukala uri meri mwenene nolo. Eri mwenene nolo. Itori hange moma pangu, itori hange moma lodu, itori hange musha. Eri mwenene nolo, olidiash ke momwene Yesu Kristusa.
Yes, indeed. So, I wanted to say this. Many people feared you and you were all that giving a strong appearance, but deep inside it, you needed to help yourself. And just before he continues, maybe you are out there and you are like this. You are feared by others. You are a robber. You are a gangster. You live a promiscuous life. But inside, you are sad. You are empty. You bought with the stolen money, you bought this with the robbed money, the money you robbed, and you're still not happy. You thought those things will make you happy. Augusto, there came a point you told me that you wanted even to die.
Yes, I wanted to die. I wanted to end my life. It's like, okay, I got in so much trouble, but this trouble was so deep, I was about to be convicted because it was a very serious crime. And they were about to sentence me. And as I was in prison, I humbled myself and I went down on my knees. I opened up my heart with a sincere prayer. I said, God, I know what I did is very wrong, but if you give me a chance, I will really change my life. I wasn't allowed bail because the crime that I did, it doesn't allow you to have bail. And the people, I don't know how to say it in English, had persuaranti in my heart that I shouldn't come out because they would fear me. They heard about what I did. Okay. But as I was in prison, the guys who were reading the Bible were the guys going out. But my friends, as we are robbing people, we are becoming more. But then one guy gave me a Bible. It's called the New Testament. It's just a blue one. And he said, no, read this while the people are asleep. And I took that and I read it. But somehow it was speaking to me. But I was asking, God, are you speaking to me? Because I couldn't. I read the Bible. It's like it's speaking my life. And I read, I will never forget it, Galatians chapter 5, about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But what I was doing is like fornicating, adultery, you know, drunkenness. That was my life. But I wanted the other one that God was about to give me. And then he said, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But then I said, God, where will I find this? I prayed, I asked him, if he gives me a chance to go out of here, I will find, I don't know where, but I will find him and I will change my life. I don't know how it happened, but I got bail. I wasn't supposed to get bail. It was only 2 weeks. I came out. Life went on. You know, you promise God a few things, but when you come out, you see your friends are there. They're celebrating, drinking. But I still had in my conscience, like, I promised God that I would change my life. But I couldn't go back to my old church because I said, when I go there, I always used to sleep. Where am I supposed to go? I was so lost, I was like giving up because my sentencing was coming closer and closer and closer. Then I was hanging at the shop, throwing dice, you know, gambling dice, smoking weed and drinking alcohol. And then the thought was, it was always in my mind, but I didn't give it attention, but it was coming in my mind like, just kill yourself, man. This life is not good. People don't love you, man. You know, there's nothing for you. Look here, there's shame about you. People know what you did. Just end your life. You'll rest. You'll have peace inside. Just kill yourself. Take your life. And I decided, okay, now, man, it's better for me just to go kill myself. Because I can't suffer like this. I'm not working. Nobody loves me. I'm going to prison. And people in prison are still waiting for me because they know I'm coming there. And they'll do things to me. Then I told myself, now I'm going to kill myself. As I was walking to kill myself, I had it in my... I was just looking up in the sky and asking, but this God which people are talking about, is he old or what God is this? Then I asked myself inside, in my heart, where is this God? As I was asking that, someone touched me from behind. And he greeted me. He asked me, how are you? I looked at him and I asked him, oh, good, why? Why are you asking me? No, he said, no. Do you believe in God? Then I looked into him. I said, yes, why? Can I make a prayer for you? And then I said, I wanted to reject, but something said, okay, no, go ahead, he can pray for you. Then he said, come with me. He took me inside. Now, he took me to a church, but people used to say that that's a Shiva church. Don't go there. Don't go there. Those people want your money. But I went there with courage, okay. Pastor there was on the altar. He said, place your hands on your heart. But then he prayed for me. What he prayed for me was, he prayed exactly what was in my heart. He was praying like, God, please help this man, this young man. Maybe he wants to take his own life. Maybe he wants to end his life. And nobody ever prayed for me the way that pastor prayed for me. I still remember those words still this very day. But as he was praying, I asked him, but how does he know? And then when he finished praying, he said, God wants to help you. You know, Monday we have services for financial life, court cases. Tuesday is for healing. Wednesday is for... I even said, Monday for court cases. Said, yes, Monday we have services for court cases and financial life. And then I started coming, attending the church slowly but surely. The thought of killing myself disappeared. And there was like hope. Because why? I received a word that gave me life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that pastor gave me life. His words, like, it gave me life. It's like, there is hope. Mm-hmm. And I started attending the church, you know, slowly but surely. No, I didn't want people to see, but the more I came, the more I listened, and then my life started changing. But it didn't change when I just listened. It changed when I put into practice what was preaching. Because when I was about to go to my state lawyer, because they told me, no, you should get a state lawyer because this is a serious crime. And you need one because he will defend you because there will be a sentencing. And the man of God was preaching that we should tell the truth and the truth shall set you free. I was like, okay, tell the truth and the truth shall set you free. And I went to the officers because they called me and they asked me, tell us, sir, what happened that day? What did you do to the lady? And I told them everything without even a lie, but I told them the truth. And they looked at me and said, thank you for not wasting our time. You're one of the first people that ever was honest with me. And that in the long run, it really set me free. Mm-hmm. I know why I said it. It really set me free because why I didn't lie. And that grew in me. Okay, now I told the truth. Now I'm free. Let me do what God says. Slowly but surely, I came to church listening to what the pastor said. And there was a preaching also. One Sunday, then the preaching was done. And then the pastor said, come 2:00. We are going to fight a war, a big war against the demons and the evil spirits. I was like, okay. I just listened, but I didn't take it into mind. I went home. I laid down, and I wanted to sleep, but something was saying, no, wake up and go to church. There's going to be a fight at the church. I'm saying, okay, let me just put on my t-shirt. I went. As I came into the church, the pastor was having a gown with a stick, and I was like, no, man, this is not serious. Maybe this pastor is being paid. Let me just go home. But something said, no, stay. And the pastor was making a strong prayer. I was behind, people were falling there, aunties, mama was screaming. I was like, these people were paid. But then the pastor was saying, no, close your eyes and open your heart, and my Lord Jesus will set you free. I looked around, I said, no, nobody. It's just my eyes that are open. I said, okay, how do I open up my heart? Let me close my eyes. Let me open up my heart. But then I asked, how do I open up my heart? Then I started being honest with God. I said, God, listen, that man these days on top, he's saying about demons. I don't know about those things. But seriously, if there are those things in my life, if I have a demon or something like that, please, I don't know, just set me free. But I couldn't open up my eyes and I realized something was not right. I couldn't open up my eyes. I realized, and I was getting hot and shaky. But then I just started screaming. I didn't scream. I actually just called out. I just said, Lord Jesus, please just set me free. As I opened up my eyes, I was on the altar, but I was behind. And that's the day my life changed, because I saw. But then I questioned myself, why didn't our priest, or why didn't our people tell us about these demons and these evil spirits that are controlling our lives? But that's the day when my life changed, when I manifested and got delivered.
Amen. Hmm. And before I go continue, if you need to speak to someone, we're going to open the lines in the studio in a couple of minutes, but 0800-22-3335. Please, Pastor Fesu, if you can just give that number also for them to call. There's a pastor waiting for them right now.
So, to dengere ko nomala yongo ji, onola, no etatu, onola veri vavali, ombali veri vavali, onatu veri vatatu, nonano. Oto ange poma tu wakalunga, o teke kuvatela, nga sheke nana, Augusto kwa ria vaterwa, na avotomo nme vatelo, shoye itavela, kucha ove manguluka noho na tango, poptomo ujuo ewa manguluka, opone, otoka mwana eirikano, ongala mwenyo haidurukulundruka.
Yes. So indeed, Mr. Augusto, for us to finalize with your testimony, because we need to open the lines. Today, are you still addicted to drugs?
No, Pastor. You know, the day of deliverance is like the new birth that I got. It's like I found out, okay, there is a Lord Jesus Christ. He really exists. And he loves me for me. And he forgave me. I always had questions, but that experience opened up my eyes and my mind was renewed. Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking otherwise. My life is not the same. It never was the same since that day.
You still have suicidal thoughts?
I never had a thought of suicide. You know, I know that I'm loved. Jesus loves me more than my mother or my father could love me. Believe me. He opened up my eyes to real forgiveness and to understanding of pure love. Not the love because you have something. Mm-hmm. The love that is inside, because he loves my inner being. He doesn't love my outer appearance. Mm-hmm. I'm the ugliest that can be, but I'm the last in the least. But he loves me for who I am. And he forgave me for all. I mean, if I had a mountain of sins, he has forgiven me for that. Mm-hmm. If he can forgive me, my Lord can forgive me for all that I've done, the bad things that I've done. What about the next person who's going through the same life as I am? He's there, he's willing to forgive, but he only wants a sincere heart and say, no, God, listen, I'm lost. This life that I have is worthless. So I hear about people killing themselves, and I believe the devil speaks to them, like, no, just kill yourself. Your life won't go anywhere. No, if your life is that worthless, take that worthless life and just say, Lord Jesus, just take this life and do whatever you want with it. And that will be your greatest glory. Because why? You will see the power of God, and he will change your life in ways that you have never imagined.
And today you have even forgiven ladies, your mother, right?
I have forgiven my mother for what she has done for me. I even found the courage with faith and the help of God to find her and kiss her and forgave her and, you know, build a relationship with her. I've forgiven the lady that has raped me. I even forgave my father, for he wasn't a father figure that was always there. I've forgiven a lot of people, but most of all, I've also forgiven myself for the past things that I've done, because sometimes I had nightmares of the things that I did to people. And sometimes I said, if I die in God, what am I going to tell God? But now I know that God has forgiven me. He doesn't look at my past. He looks at my present and he sees that, okay, he's willing to change. And he gave me the strength to come to where I am to this point. I'm not worthy of it, but God has given this to me.
And just to make it clear, that's not who you wanted to be, or those are not the things you wanted to do.
No.
I believe many times, like you say, you would have nightmares, you would have regrets. But the next day, you would find yourself doing the same thing.
I would do the same thing, even worse now.
Because there was what we call evil spirits, unclean spirits. Even the Bible talks about them, that possessed your mind. And maybe you are out there and you have gone through all of this. My dear friend, as Mr. Augusto's testimony here today is giving hope to you, life to you, you can change. Even if you are a criminal. Mr. Augusto was a criminal before, but today here he is, free, delivered. A man of God. The same can happen to you. Give God a chance. Give an opportunity to God, and surely God will bless you. I think we are going to go to a break. We're going to go to a break, and then when we come back, we're going to go straight to opening the lines.
Uchane udi woye usike peni. Okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa Kongere kayo Universal Yoshirongo Shakarunga Patrura Oradio yoye etiari netine pomgoi sigo omlongo usiku kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, we are back with you. Listen, just to go straight to the point, as God changed Mr. Augusto and made him a man of God, in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Mr. Augusto was someone who used drugs, who committed crime, who was suicidal. Mr. Augusto did many things, hurt many people. And I want to make it clear to you, not intentionally. Unfortunately, he started his life very young, and the devil allowed many things to happen to him, things that created grudges, hatred inside of him, and then acted out. Look, he was not to be blamed, because back then he was not in his right mind, if I may put it like this. But because he came to God, like the Bible verse says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Listen to me, my friends. This is what God wants to do with you. Maybe you are sick. Maybe your marriage is falling apart. Maybe you find yourself in drugs. Maybe you find yourself in a life of, you are a criminal. God can give or make you a new creation from today on. As I said, the church is open right now. We're going to start 10 o'clock tonight, what we call night vigil, where we are crossing over to the new year. But if you cannot make it tonight, I advise, if you can, go and be there with us tonight. When we finish here, me and Pastor Festus, we are going to the church, and you're going to see us there together with Bishop here in 32 Independence Avenue, Ospen Platz. You will find us there. As soon as the radio program finish, we are going there together with Mr. Augusto, in fact, if you would like to hear more of his testimony. Then, if you can't make it tomorrow, the church is open. Tomorrow, we are back again. The Universal Church is open 66 days deep. Doesn't matter. We are open. You can come to the church. You can find a pastor. As Mr. Augusto was walking to put an end to his life, but there God sent an angel in the form of an assistant who took him inside of the church, and he received a prayer. The same is or can happen to you. So we're going to be there tonight. And if you can't come tonight, tomorrow, the church is open. You are more than welcome to come. And if you need the addresses, by the way, it is the number to call to find the address in your town or the nearest address to where you are is 0800-223335. So 0800-223335. Yes or no, Pastor Festus?
Anota kuchua. Ava veli mukristu sha. Ini maishe aninga ipe. Engala mwenye davoda ninga jipe. Ini maikulu ya kapita. Nini maipe. Yeah. So, ungashina tutiku cha. Ungala mwenye oeo natango. Ote idruku ninga ipe. Pamo no. Ulyo mno utoshake neko mouju. Odula na dula ho kapita ngo modulai. Moduli kwa onatango ungala mwenye ya fafana. Owete kuchaka kuna na kuiwa. Nokuri we aponga tuyo kujila dro kulikufo mwenyo. Ahawino shi ningilasho. Engenapamwe na kalunga ketu. Engenapu yesusa. O taka ninga inima aishe ipe mongala mwenyoe. Nenanga ho watu pichi. Ungashi watu kajamwe. Shomfita kwita popikucha. Watu kajamwe mo programa muto ukirila. Ko hungi. Oyo watu kakala tunanena. Te ihulu po nlongo nambari. No minto onlongo na noru hapo. So hanone ngengo to duru kufika uye pamwe nashe mongere kayo niwe shaje cha kusho kongo kuna wapu tava okana. So oto duru kuya. Ashike ngengi to duru. Mongula efikulo tete ele la kodula. Ongele kote ipatuluka oku jongula fiotalika ningina.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, Pastor. And just to open the lines for them right now, if they want to speak to us here in the studio, it is 0832888401. I'll repeat again, 0832888401. So prepare your glass of water so long, but if you want to put your name in the book of prayer, we're going to be praying now. Caller, we have a caller online. Caller, good evening.
Hello, Dad.
Dad. Yes. Oh, my, talking about now, Dad, eh?
Nadat.
Tata, denge kuja peni le dina la oliriye.
Lo Hermani.
Hermani, tata, denge kuja peni.
Ndiringo, poka buka ndakama, kutu poka fama.
Okay. O hatu ku vatreshike mo meili kanonina?
Oh, tata, ondina, ayuvera ike komate tango kundene ngolo.
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
Uwe hame wakupate fimboli fike peni nga ho?
Ah, hu ningi ngo wasango atia po hwe ponde. Oh, atamo ngo mwete uta jau, eh.
Okay. So, longe kiduru taloka kopiko eko mevo, weka longi kidana le?
Ndeka longi kidana le.
So, ashike hulio lo programa kwa tuka ningo meilikano. Kufu talo meva onde tue tui vaike mengoro omo koni mae galikano.
Yeah.
Kufu tale kuchengo no teka longo tati longo shike peni.
Mewa tate.
Eo ino japola jio, eh.
Mewa tate.
Yes, please do keep on calling 083-2888-401. This is the number you can call us. Please pass a face if you can give it also.
Dengele kono mola yongo ju onolano heta tu nonatu, ombalino heta tu veri vatatu, oneno nolano imwe.
Yes, we have a call online. Caller, good evening.
Yes, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Well,
not yet. Talking up now, huh? O tatelele tatenge no tatenge kuja peni?
O tatenge kutatenge kwa shakati.
O tatenge kuja kwa shakati. O hatu kufatele shikene na mome ilikano?
O kwa kenda kukwe za aplikasyon andi. Mwenene sa, shoma pamtu rendenge no appreciation na yu kutatenge no kusta kwenye ni.
Mm-hmm. Ya.
O chimo shio wala nyo shio leo shio wata si. O tetu wa shire na sumba tulime problema la. O eni. Harike atikire no kufu. Genoko uko engira na tangu tukiaza ingira tuki yako na tangu kulima na tangu yako tumbaka aliponena
usho
munga ranje mo tangu wakapuza siya kutika shango tuji kiliko ni manatangu
ya lo te kupandulu nene
mtangaze
ya lo.
Yes, indeed. Maybe you find yourself alone right now. You don't have anywhere to go, or you are, as Mr. Augusto was, sad, depressed, lonely. Your life has no meaning at this moment for you. Listen, here we are. We are waiting for you. You're not alone. We are just a phone call away. 083-2888-401. We have a caller online. Caller, good evening.
Evening.
How are you, ma'am?
Fine, how are you, Josh?
I'm fine. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Mundangwa.
From Mundangwa. And your name is?
Ada.
Okay. What do you would like us to pray for you tonight for?
I want to drop alcohol because I like drink alcohol.
So you want to be free from alcohol?
Yeah.
Yes. So prepare a glass of water because we're going to be praying at the end of the program. When you drink this water, keep a little bit because when tomorrow comes the desire or the urge to drink the alcohol, instead of drinking the alcohol, drink the water. And you will be free in Jesus' name. You must just believe. Okay? Okay.
And other things again,
mm-hmm.
I want to work hard and I want to God open my way when I'm in the workers. I'm managing to behave hard with Ndangwa.
Okay.
But I have a lot of Okay.
No, so, meme, what you recon that one is she? Okay, we should go and get up and then we'll be penny. Mongo like it, if you should put on the get up. Of Uka Monengo Mahungo when you confit Ako. Yellow long, Kitoka Piko, maybe no Japola Joe. Yellow.
Yes, please. If you do not have airtime, you can call on the toll-free number, which is, in fact, 24 hours. So even after we leave the studio, you can reach us there. That one is 0800-22235. Yes, that one is 0800-22335. Here in studio, we are waiting to talk to you. 083-2888-401. I repeat, 083-2888-401. You can pick up your phone right now and call us, especially if you say, look, Pastor, I'm alone right now. I have nowhere to go. And you just need help. You just need a prayer. all those who have already put their names in the book of, or have called your names are in the book of prayer. I think we have a caller online. We'll go to the break right now. The caller will pick up right now.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Listen to Eagle FM.
Sorry, we lost out on that caller, but I think we have a caller back. Caller, good evening.
Meme.
Amen.
No, kombada hegumbo ranje katali hatu kosa ndeka ifa hatu kosa.
Amen.
Oto panduro magalikano genina gafikire na mutu galikanene na tango.
Peita velolo yolo mimo. Ulipa mwana wakwane jimbo boyo po?
Ndipo mwana wakwane zuma ranje nga ya moyu visa nge bapi na ya mwome poro ya mwome defensa na ranga kura ya ikarene ya ya kapite mwomo mkandaviu.
Mbapi la deni no davo no meva enyo po yeli opondishi.
Omeo tunande bapire na dirongi kida ya mweringa kukule gumo hende lipoa tu dirongi kizi chene kii.
Ok.
Papa ya kile kwa sore ni lalifikire.
Yalo.
No o.
Noturie ni pamwe.
Watati.
Yalo.
Yes, please do keep on calling. The number here in studio 083-288-401. You include your name in the book of prayer, but also do remember, please prepare your bottle of water right now, because in a couple of minutes we'll be praying for you, your family, and also our night vigil will start. As I said to you, as soon as the program finish, we will be departing and we'll be in the Universal Church. Us here, me and Pastor Festus, you will find us in 32 Independence Avenue. Yes or no, Pastor?
Today, congratulations, na otam tuhange. More 32.
Indeed. I think we have a call online. Caller, good evening. Sorry, we lost out on that caller, but you can try to call us back again. So as I said, and if you do not find yourself in Windhoek, please, our number 0800, so means 0800-22-3335. You can call there right now and ask where is the nearest church where there will be a night vigil tonight, the crossing over to the new year, because across the country where we have the Universal Church, there we are going to be praying for you. And if you cannot make it tonight, maybe due to distance, then you can come tomorrow as the church will be open. We have a caller online. Caller, good evening.
Okay. Oh, along with
the other one,
Okay. Thank you for that. Yes. So please do keep on calling us. If you are on your way to the church, whether it be here in Windhoek or anywhere across the country, please drive safe, but make sure you are there. And Pastor Festus, they are welcome to join us tomorrow if any reason impedes them to be there tonight.
That's it. Ongeleka taipatuluka ukuja pohamanongula fioko matangwelela.
Yes.
So monomito opo uye umono meilikano unene tove utoshake ne komo uju shininga.
We have a call online. Caller, good evening. Sorry, we lost out on that call. You can call us back. We can take, I think, about one or two more calls, and then we need to pray. I hope your bottle of water or your glass of water is already prepared. The number in studio is 083-288-401. And Pastor Festus, as we are waiting for the one or two callers more, if all fails, everybody must do their best not to miss this coming Sunday, because it will be the first Sunday of the year.
Of the year.
And everything that is first belongs to God. We're coming back. We have a caller quickly. Caller, good evening.
Everything that is first belongs to God. We're coming back. We have a caller quickly.
We lost out on that caller. Please, just a request. When you call, just put down the radio at the back as soon as we answer. Otherwise, it disturbs with the frequency here inside. So, yes, as I said, Pastor Festus, then they cannot miss this coming Sunday, the first Sunday of the year.
The first Sunday of the year. Onga shingo mfitate shipopitati kucha. Ashishe shisho tete. Oshadja kukalunga. So, osho ndaha yo tete. Ngengo hala kuya module ipe to jimo nonga la monyo ipe. So, ano. Ningo shondaha yo tete. Ilamo shondaha yo tete. Engena pukalunga kwe.
Yes, we have a caller. Caller, good evening. Good evening.
Yes, we have a
caller. Hello. Hello, daddy.
Tade.
O ma to kilo ponawa. Ta to ta denge kuja penne dina lauri die.
I do think there's a problem with the line, but we are going to prepare to go. I guess we can take one more call, I think, and then we're going to go for our prayer. So please prepare your bottle of water. And there is a call online. Caller, good evening.
Yes, Tade.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You are calling us from?
I'm calling you from Omthia.
Omthia, and your name is?
Nashilongo.
Nashilongo. Nashilongo, what can we pray for you for tonight?
Can I talk to Oshuambo?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Oshuambo, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Shashi. Oh, Opuna Atno. Iri Mutu. Moto tapo pinge chinene.
Mm-hmm.
Onda harane bepo dono hapo pinge.
Mm-hmm.
Onda haradi disenge.
Okay.
Tie mo voro me kandina upia kazi. Chashi.
Popiwa.
No mi mume no mi pia ikebo.
Mm-hmm.
Nda harandi garikanume medina lio ya Yesus Kristus, ha?
Iyalo.
O pondi karenda manguruka.
Mm-hmm.
Onde poe atatekono irimo studio.
Ya.
Yeah. Ipitire mo pongo zimuno.
Mm-hmm.
Moradio eto ikire fema.
Mm-hmm.
O po di karenda manguruka. Chandi kako ogurome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lo along Okay,
please do prepare yourself. We're gonna be praying right now.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
my Lord and Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray now for every listener who included their names in the book of prayer, for those who are on their way to the church today because they heard the invitation, those who might find themselves as Mr. Augusto, or maybe worse, or maybe, my Lord, not in that situation, but the marriage is falling apart, maybe they are suicidal, they have no place to sleep tonight, they have lost this year their job, their house. Those who have fallen into drugs, addiction, or maybe find themselves in prison tonight or in the hospital. God, wherever he or she is, in the car, in the house, alone right now, contemplating suicide or not feeling loved or appreciated, thinking about putting an end to their lives or hurting others, even to those who are at this moment committing criminal acts. It's not that they want, but something is pushing them. Lord, I pray for this person. Deliver, set free, transform, change. The Bible says, when you come, we become a new creature. So come and make a new creature in the life of this person, and may the works of hell, the devil and his kingdom, be tied up in Jesus' name. Lord, we bless their cup of water in Jesus' name.
Kalunga kangeme dinala Jesus Christus. Ova nuvoe avata vapulikine gomeilikan ma veli pela dio davo kalunga kange no mo joeli no kulili vova mwevo muvo veli kokule vahala kwenge na vahala kufika no kongeleka ndeita vaduru kufika shasho veli ule kalunga kango ulike shepamwe hol li hololela ova nuvoe kalunga kange ndetovo ulikile engono doe ngashina na welu ulika ove mwene kongala mwenyo ya Auguste owe ya kongeleka ka tushino kuli kucha oku kwali elimongala munye ya fapo tungwete kwali afonweli nawa mara ashiko ngala munye ya ali hano unwa osho ya tumono osha kalunga kanga ashike kapena ashishe kuholekwa mangulo obanu voe kalunga kange vayambeka vape ngono oku jamomo ngala munyo yi oku jamomo ngala munyo mawi ndiye tamono ngala munyo iwa ngala munyo ili muove kalunga kango wati kucha ava veli muove ava veli mukristusha ini maisho ya ninga ipe peife nga ove li pamwe nave kalunga kange ni mgenga la mwenyo dave jikale jipe. Da mangulu lwa da mbekwa. Ne mepratye di o amangwa medina la Yesus Christus. Jamo mga la mwenyo yi. Omwenene kuya mbeke. Omwenene mbeko mevo e. Eshi tono meva o. O tono meva ya mbekwa. No manguluka medina la Yesus Christus. Amen.
Amen. You are blessed. You may drink from your water, you and your family. Those who are on their way to the night vigil, we will meet there. Those who would want to know the address, 0800-22-3335. Please call, find out the address. If you can't make it tonight, then surely tomorrow morning in our headquarters. It's 32 Independence Avenue, Ospenplatz. You are more than welcome. Come and receive your prayer. Pastor Festus, in Greenwell, where can they get you tomorrow?
Mo Greenwell, to tuange po mo Daniel Street, po Pepinoka Polifi. Opene ngele kadiri nato wa launda wapo. Okujeke mo kapolifi, etungilwe li la kulala shangwa, universal, omo tuli omo.
Yes, indeed. And you can find me in Kadatura. We are behind just the Hurat Winkels. Yes, that's where we are. Hurat Winkels, the old breweries. We are there. You can find us, Richard Kamuhuka Street, where it meets with Independence Avenue. Quite easy to find. We are going to be there to pray for you and to bless on the first day. And as I repeat, if you need an address, you are more than welcome to call our toll-free number 0800-22-3335 and you will be assisted. Yes, and our headquarters, one more last time, 32 Independence Avenue, Ospenplatz. I don't know in what situation you find yourself right now, but I can tell you one thing. If you listened to the testimony of Mr. Augusto, the same God did to him, God can do for you. He can make you a new creature in so many ways. The only thing you need to do is to believe in, give God a chance. You see, he was on his way to kill himself and he found the Universal Church, the doors open. And that's one thing we always tell you about the church, Universal Church. We are open every day, every single day. Do you need help? Right now we are open. You can find us. And if you can't get hold of us, the doors of the church are closed, made due to time. I mean, tomorrow onwards, late at night, 0800-22-3335. May the God of the Bible bless you and your family greatly. Have a good night. Bye-bye.